This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. Each Monday, we take a little time to make sure you get the very latest public health news in Washtenaw County as we continue to deal with the coronavirus pandemic. Joining us on the WEMU phone line is Susan Cerniglia. Susan is Communications and Health Promotion Administrator for the Washtenaw County Health Department, and thank you for joining us for another weekly update, Susan. It is greatly appreciated.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
Based on the latest figures available, is Washtenaw County following the statewide and national trend of a decline in cases and fatalities?
We are seeing some decline, and in some ways that's kind of been a steady reporting over the last brief time period. However, as we continue to do more testing, and specifically some very targeted testing in some of our more vulnerable sites, like our nursing facilities or our shelters or other locations where people are closer together, we are continuing to see pretty high rates of cases in those areas. So, of course, that's not necessarily good news, and it is one of the reasons we continue to be cautious about moving forward with reopening. That really needs to be done carefully and slowly, if at all possible.
So you talked about the most vulnerable. That would be the nursing home facilities, the homes for the aging, some of the public housing projects, I would imagine. Where are the biggest areas of concern in the population?
Well, we continue to see, geographically as well as among certain populations, our Black and African American community members and likely other community members that may not have as many resources to follow directions in terms of isolating or quarantining or resources in terms of buying supplies. So that's not to be generalizing about those populations, but the reality is people have different assets available to them. And there's a lot of work, not only from the health department, but across community organizations and government organizations to really support broader testing in those hardest hit areas, as well as supplying support where it's needed, whether that's material things like cleaning supplies and masks, or sheltering support. So there's still a ton of work to be done there, and fortunately, lots of community members and leaders working hard on it.
Unfortunately, when those people fall ill, they have to get treatment, and that brings us to our frontline workers. Are you gathering any statistics when it comes to the health of those workers? Are those working in hospitals and medical care facilities, are they seeing increases in numbers of infections?
I don't have any data per se on those rates, but certainly our healthcare workers and anyone that's an essential or critical worker on the front lines is a priority for testing. So in some ways, we do see some higher positivity rates because we are testing folks that are most at risk and most vulnerable. And that means we don't necessarily have still a good idea of the full scope of illness within our community, if that makes sense.
It does
indeed. Our testing is still focused.
We're talking with Washtenaw County Health Department Communications and Health Promotion Administrator Susan Cerniglia on WEMU. While the governor has extended the stay-at-home order through May 15th, the process of beginning to reopen the economy and allow more businesses to operate is getting underway. Some think it's overdue. Others believe it's too soon. From a public health perspective, would you rather we have held off a bit longer?
It's hard to say until we start to see the impact, but certainly, as we've said, we've seen those numbers be stable, but they have continued to come in. So that means, we're still seeing new cases, and we're still seeing that even with those restrictions in place. So anything we do moving forward, we have to be really cautious about and patient with that. We don't want to see those rates go back up. We don't want to see our healthcare providers on the brink of being at full or over capacity. So that was really the whole idea around those, and we have to keep focusing on that. Even if some things start to open, we just be cautious and patient as we move forward. Everything's not going to open May 1st.
So how is the health department, hospitals, medical care facilities preparing for the possibility of a second wave should infections go right back on the increase?
Well, I think, you know, we've continued to struggle with this really during the whole response. You know, protective equipment has been an issue. There have been, from the healthcare provider side, they've worked hard to put in alternative care centers to increase that hospital care capacity. Lots of collective work on those supply issues. And of course, all the work to put guidance in place in terms of operating those essential services as safely as we can. So all of those things will continue. For us, of course, as a health department, one of our roles is that contact tracing and that work to identify every confirmed case and anyone that's been in close contact. So that's been an intense part of our work. And it will likely get more intense as we start to see things open. So that means somebody might have had contact with maybe just a few people or only their immediate household now with the restrictions in place. But as things open up, that web of contact for each case can become much broader. So that's something we're preparing for and we'll be looking at very closely.
We've seen several hospital systems throughout the state laying off workers, cutting staff, and reporting revenue losses in the millions, if not tens of millions of dollars. What are the discussions about making sure there are enough staff should a second wave hit?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of focus on, you know, what funding or reimbursement may be available, how can volunteers or others best be used? Because many of us, the health department, healthcare providers, don't necessarily have that stable, permanent workforce on hand, if you will. So lots of scenarios being looked at and worked through to hopefully have that capacity in place. And of course, you bring up a good point about the healthcare system, right? It feels a little bit backward for facilities to be having to lay off, but it also is something that is probably not well understood about healthcare delivery, right? That these essential and critical emergency type services that are being delivered for COVID-19 aren't necessarily where healthcare systems get a lot of money or reimbursement. So that feels a little backward, but it is also about how our systems run and are reimbursed in general.
And of course, you know, there's something that lacks a personal sense in that conversation. When we have less workers, it means fewer workers are doing more work. Burnout among these care workers is very real. In addition to long extended hours, the trauma of working in an environment with such a high level of illness and death is impactful in the moment and potentially long term. So what systems or procedures are in place to help support those who may just need a break?
Yeah, that's a really good question, and I think that's something that both the healthcare and any frontline worker business is struggling with right now, and I'd include us as a health department.
Right.
And there's not great answers. I mean, there are supports, resources like crisis lines and our community mental health. County operations continue, and we are certainly hearing that those resources are getting increased use, not only from our frontline workers, but everyone who's struggling in different ways, you know, being home or losing work or having food access issues. All of those things are really front and center. And we encourage people to use that support and that mental health support. But the solutions to making that stress reduced for all of us are tough. We don't necessarily have a lot of backup support and workers to call on. So that is something else that is very much in the front of all of our minds moving forward. How can we keep doing this and doing it in a way that isn't stressing out the folks that are doing it so badly?
Well, I am deeply concerned that it is stressing everybody out and burnout is a factor, but I do want to take time in a moment to just say thank you and thank you so much to all of you who are doing the work because it is so critically vital.
Thank you. And it's definitely not just us. We're up there, but there is tons of excellent work going on across organizations in our community, and we're incredibly grateful.
That is Susan Cerniglia, and she will join us again next Monday for another update on the public health here in Washtenaw County. Susan is the Washtenaw County Health Department Communications and Health Promotion Administrator. For more information on the topics covered in this conversation and to access WEMU's and NPR's coronavirus coverage, visit our webpage at wemu.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU.